Thank you, Ryan. And now we're going to change it up a little bit. Instead of talking to somebody or hearing from somebody that's putting capital at risk, here's somebody who actually advises companies that are putting their capital at risk. Jim Burkhardt is the Managing Director of Cambridge Energy Research Associates Global Oil Group, which means that he leads the team of experts that analyze and assess the upstream and downstream business conditions for these investments and strategies companies should employ. He also develops and maintains detailed short-term and long-term forecasts on global crude oil and refined product markets. He was the project director of the Dawn of a New Age, Global Energy Scenarios for Strategic Decision-Making, the Energy Future to 2030, which really was a very comprehensive study undertaken by CERA. He also served on the U.S. National Petroleum Council, which provided a very comprehensive report to the Secretary of Energy a scant couple of years ago, and I know he'll be talking a little bit about that, and has served a great deal of his career in West Africa and indeed making those infrastructure capital decisions. So, Jim?
Thanks, Karen. And as Karen said, I do work at Cambridge Energy Research Associates, but I'm going to speak to you today as a study team member of a report put out by the National Petroleum Council. Karen mentioned that. This was a report called Facing Hard Truths About Energy, and it was released last year, and there was an update that we put out just a month or two ago. The NPC, the National Petroleum Council, has its origins in World War II, and today it exists as a federal, an official advisory body to the U.S. Secretary of Energy. The Secretary, from time to time, can submit requests to the NPC to conduct research into different areas and then to offer, then ask the NPC to offer its insights and views to the Secretary. In 2005, the Secretary asked the NPC, what does the future hold for oil and gas supplies? And what supply and demand strategies does the Council recommend to ensure greater economic prosperity and stability for the U.S.? Pretty big question, pretty tall, tall order. And when we started to look at how to tackle this question, we said, gee, you know, you really cannot look at oil and gas in isolation. Coal, nuclear, renewables, they impact oil and gas. And you can't look at the United States as an isolated actor in the energy market. So what we needed to do was develop a comprehensive energy assessment at the global level to develop the insights and recommendations that we came up with, and that's what we did. This study, conducted in 2006 and 2007, involved about 350 people from a range of industries and disciplines. There are, of course, oil and gas companies that participated in it, but we also had power companies, financial institutions, universities, and a number of NGOs and foreign companies, because we did want to get that global reach and input for the study. At the end of the study, we came up with what we called six hard truths about energy that framed the recommendations that we made to the Secretary. And I'll go over each of these six hard truths, and then I'll get to the I'll briefly summarize the recommendations we made. First hard truth, and Ryan alluded to this, but coal, oil, natural gas, the fossil fuels, will remain indispensable to meeting global energy demand out to 2030 at least, if not well beyond. The fossil fuels represent trillions of dollars of investment, more than a century of investment in infrastructure on both the consumption and the supply side. You're not going to replace that overnight. It takes a long, long time. So fossil fuels were important 30 years ago. They're going to be important to us for decades to come. That was the first hard truth. Second, the world is not running out of energy resources, but there are accumulating risks to continuing expansion of oil and natural gas production from the conventional sources that we've historically relied on. These risks create significant challenges to meeting projected global demand growth. A third hard truth, to mitigate these risks, the expansion of all economic energy sources will be required, including coal, nuclear, biomass, other renewables, and unconventional oil and gas. And of course, each of these sources face their own challenges. A fourth hard truth: energy independence should not be confused with strengthening energy security. The concept of energy independence is not realistic in the foreseeable future, but U.S. energy security can be enhanced by moderating demand, expanding and diversifying domestic energy supplies, and strengthening global energy trade and investment. The next hard truth: a majority of the U.S. energy sector workforce, including skilled scientists and engineers, is eligible to retire within the next decade, and it's urgent that this workforce be replenished and trained. One brief anecdote on this: I'm 40 years old, and when I graduated from college, hardly anybody was going into the energy business, the oil business, because it was a consolidating business, and it continued to do that throughout the 1990s. Well, now we're living with the impact of that missing generation of engineers. Last hard truth: the policies aimed at curbing carbon dioxide emissions will alter the energy mix. They'll increase energy-related costs and require reductions in demand. So those were the hard truths that we developed, and they framed what we called the five core strategies that we recommended to the Secretary of Energy in 2007. And these core strategies, whether the oil price is $150 or $50 or even less than that, these core strategies remain credible and relevant. The first core strategy is to moderate growing energy demand by increasing energy efficiency of transportation, residential, commercial, and industrial uses. The second: in the United States, we should expand and diversify energy supply, moderate the decline in oil and gas production, and the U.S. has been successful in moderating, if not expanding, gas production at least recently, and also to increase access to new resources. Third core strategy, and this is vitally important, it sounds simple, but it is extremely important, and that is to strengthen global energy trade and investment. Both Nabila and Ryan have illustrated the importance of global trade, investment, and cooperation to enhance the flow of energy from where it's produced to where it's consumed. The fourth core strategy: enhance science and engineering capabilities in the United States. The fifth: as CO2 emission reductions are considered, promote a global framework for carbon management to establish, one, transparent, predictable economy-wide costs, and two, develop a legal and regulatory structure to enable carbon capture and sequestration. That's where you take carbon, say, from a coal plant, capture it, and then store it long-term. For example, in a reservoir. On that issue of carbon, regardless of what one may think about how we should tackle global climate change, not making a comment about whether it's good, bad, but it does seem that something is coming. Both presidential candidates in the United States advocate some type of carbon regulation. But some type of clarity about the potential cost is important for investors. Imagine you are contemplating spending billions of dollars to develop a coal plant. Coal plants emit a lot of CO2. And you don't know what the future cost of CO2 will be. When will that cost come into play? So that uncertainty is a significant impediment to some investment to expand energy supply in the United States. The bottom line to all these strategies is that they all must be pursued. This is not an a la carte set of items. All of them must be pursued in order to be effective. The impact of the report has, I think, surprised many of us. I'll give you a couple of statistics that impressed surprised many of us that worked on the study. The study report, which is pretty big, it's a pretty thick report, and I think saw some copies out there in the lobby if you're interested in picking one up. But there have been about 1.5 million downloads of this report from the NPC website. There have been about 180 presentations and briefings in the United States and around the world about the study results, such as the one I'm doing now. And the interest globally has been impressive. It's been produced in 7 languages: English, Japanese, Arabic, Russian, Chinese, and Spanish. So to conclude, a key point of the report is that we do need a balanced approach, and we need a sustained and long-term focus, a focus that goes beyond a 2, 4, or 6-year time frame. You certainly do need the short-term commitment, but you do need a long-term commitment and focus to overcome the energy challenges that the United States and indeed the entire world face right now. Thank you.